of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and every week for almost 5 years now, we've just been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. This week, we're going to talk about overcoming academic challenges. So I know some people have already started school, some people are starting, like me, in the next week or two, and so academic challenges, something that will happen to everyone this year, and you sent me an article this week, and we thought that would be something good to talk about.
Yeah, so there was an article in the New York Times this week about, it was mostly about using artificial intelligence in learning and using AI, but at what cost? So at the cost of critical thinking about diving into something and overcoming things. So you were, I sent you an email with this when I saw it, and I'm going to read what I wrote to you, and then we're going to talk about what the sections that I copied and pasted and sent to you. So I read this article, and I've copied and pasted a few paragraphs here for you. This isn't just about using AI and other technology. It's important to understand the value in the struggle, even if it lasts for a long time. The grit matters. Grit is the courage you show, the resolve, the strength you show to push through. Sometimes there isn't a quick fix, and that's okay. We'll remind you of that. I love you. So there is a, it's very easy to be frustrated quickly.
Yeah.
If you're not getting an answer. There's so much value in struggling to get through. It's not embarrassing. Even if you're the only one in the class who doesn't get it, you're not dumb, you're not stupid. There's so much value in pushing through on certain things and seeking extra help and then finally overcoming that.
And certain things come really easy to some people.
Mm-hmm.
But certain things, everyone's different. Not everything's going to be so easy for you.
Yeah.
So maybe let's give math as an example.
Mm-hmm.
One thing in math, one concept might be really easy for you. But the next one you might be struggling with. And because not everything's easy for you doesn't mean anything. Everyone learns and does whatever at their own speed, and that's the speed that's good for them.
Yeah.
And you're going to push through it. You're going to get it someday. I guarantee.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's just about you believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say you can do it, then you can do it. But if you don't try and just give up first try, you're never going
to
do it.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have this conversation for the podcast is so that you can hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
So that when you're ready to say, oh, I tried. All right. But did you really? Like, we talk about this a lot, of being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And you're only cheating yourself. And I know there are times, trust me, I went through it, that I just don't want to do this anymore. But you have to give it a fair chance, and then maybe come back to it the next day or come back to it the next day. So there's a few passages here that I want to read, and I want you to read the first one. Go ahead.
The first
one. Yeah, just read that first part.
But what's more troubling than some students' academic dishonesty is that there's just no grit that's instilled in them. There's no sense of, yes, you're going to struggle, but you're going to feel good at the end.
Yep. So that was a quote from, the things that are in quotes here were from a teacher that the author spoke to. And how important that is, that there are certain things that we can tell you from our own experience that you're just going to have to trust us with, that you're going to have to understand that, yeah, okay, my parents have gone through this. We never pretend to be perfect. We never pretend to say we could do this. Why can't you? Never. So we've gone through this, and we know that on the other side, you're going to be better for it. You just have to trust us for it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't lead you down the wrong path. You're doing things for a certain reason. So another subject here is that I want your thoughts on. It says, she said that the amount of time her students are inclined to work on something that challenges them has become much shorter over the 7 years she's been teaching. There was a time, she said, when a typical student would wrestle with a concept for days before getting it. But now, if that student doesn't understand something within minutes, he's more likely to give up on his own brain power and look for an alternative, whether it's a chatbot or asking a friend for help. So what do you think?
I think two things. I think that first, you really should just push yourself to try, but you feel like giving up. Or maybe even just take a break for a minute or two. Drink some water, just clear your mind for a sec. Even if it's just for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then just come back to it. And I think asking your friend is not a problem, but try yourself multiple times. And like take a break and then try again. And if that's not working, ask a friend. Or even ask the teacher and tell them like how you're doing, even, and just like ask them for even a little help if you can. But I would say don't go to a chatbot. A chatbot's just gonna give you the answer.
Right.
A friend or like an actual person can help you, but a chatbot's gonna give you the answer and you're not gonna learn from it. They're just gonna tell you the answer.
Yeah, try to understand the concept itself.
Because if you just get the answer, you're not gonna know how to do it the next time.
Right.
So learn it. Don't just get it.
Yep. And oftentimes you might just think something is just good enough. Or I'll do that next time. You're just cheating yourself. There were a lot of times I remember in high school, especially in like physics was really hard for me and advanced math was really hard. So calculus was really hard for me. And I spent a lot of time, and these were honors classes, AP classes, and a lot of time, like, I was the last one finished or the only one coming in for extra help. And it wasn't, like, to get an A. Like, I needed this to, like, maybe get a B or a B minus or, like, I really struggled with it. And it was certainly nothing my, like, grandma and grandpa couldn't help me with this. Like, it was physics and calculus. And I couldn't help you with that now. So you go and you ask the teacher, hey, can I come in tomorrow morning? And look, I'm really struggling with this and this. And sometimes it's the one-on-one time that can really help. Yeah. And also not saying, oh, okay, I got it.
When you really don't. And the teacher's job is to help you.
Yeah.
So just if you can get help from anyone, just like asking for help can be something really helpful
mm-hmm.
to you. Instead of just giving up on yourself, maybe, like, you're not getting it and you've tried a lot. Don't just give up. You don't have to, like, hide it to yourself. You can ask others for help. Tell them, like, hey, I'm really just struggling on this. Can you help me a little bit? Because, like, I see you get it.
Yeah.
Or just, like, don't give up on yourself and just go to a chatbot where you can just get the answer quick and easy.
Yeah, like, and also in the struggle, like, my friends in the class knew, like, how hard I was, like, working and trying to get it. And, like, you know, Ben. So Ben was great at math. And like, that's why he's in finance now. He was really good at math. It wasn't hard for him. Like, he understood it, understood those concepts, got it. But he, like, would loosen, like, it would loosen me up because he could see, like, after school, if we were doing homework or in class, sometimes he would look over at me and, like, start laughing to himself. Like, he would look at me and I would just be looking, like, as if this was some, like, a foreign language that I didn't understand. And then he would laugh knowing that I was struggling, but it was, like, good natured. He wasn't making fun of me, anything like that. He just knew, like, all right, guys, he's going to need some help. I'll try to help him or encourage me more to talk to the teacher or try this or try this or try that. And that's what friends do for each other. Let's try and read this last one too.
Students aren't giving up because they're lazy, Martin said, because they're quick to assume they're not smart if they can't grasp certain concepts right away. It's almost as if the speed available technology is making them assume that their human brains should not have all the answers. They worry that their friends will make fun of them for for not catching on fast enough. It's avoiding the peer judgment that they anticipate, whether it's real or not, she said. These teenagers think, my friends are going to see I don't get it. They're going to think I'm stupid.
Yeah, and this, but peer pressure isn't just about, like, forcing you to do something as a kid. It's totally normal and understandable to feel pressure in a classroom from other kids. But what they're saying here is with this, and then I want to get your thoughts on this, because they're saying here that the speed of the technology and how fast we get things has now altered our minds and kids' minds to think everything else, like, I can order this quickly, I can get this answer quick, I can get this quick. So how come I can't get this? Like,
you're not a computer.
Exactly.
You're a person. Mm-hmm. A computer is code. Yeah, that people coded, mm-hmm. but you are not a motor. You are, like, you're not, like, your brain isn't going 70 miles an hour like
right.
a car does.
Right, sure.
Or, like, on a computer, you're not, like, you're not getting answers because you are not a robot. You are a person.
Mm-hmm.
No one expects you to do that because you're not that thing.
Yep.
So, you shouldn't. Well, I mean, you can't, but no one goes that fast.
Right.
And no one's actually capable of going that fast. So it's not like you're slowing down because of the internet. The internet has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not dumb or anything because you're slower than the internet.
Yeah. And also with your peers in your classroom, you're starting a new school this year, starting middle school this year, you know some of the kids, but it's a completely different environment, completely different school message and ethos, and there's going to be a lot thrown at you that's going to be different because a lot of these kids have been together in this type of school that you haven't been in. So I do not want you to ever give up on yourself or think, God, all these kids know this. Like, why don't? Well, that's teachers are there for you, and also you have it inside yourself to push through and to struggle and to understand that the struggle is worthwhile. If everything just comes easy all the time, it's kind of boring. Sure, like, is it nice in certain things? Yeah, but if you don't know how to get past any sort of struggle and you can start academically, it will help in all other aspects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you were thinking about with this?
I think also, like, they're talking about that they're friends. Like, the people that they're close to are going to make fun of them. I feel like if you really think that, I don't think people that you're really close to, like, as your friends, would do that. But if they do, I think, like, you can also just, like, stand up for yourself. And don't be afraid, because, honestly, you don't even have to tell them if you don't want to. But if they see it, you can just, like, you don't have to say anything, but if they do, just, like, stand up for yourself, honestly. And I think, and that can be hard sometimes, but I think it's just, like, an important thing that, like, you're yourself and everything just happens at your own pace.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. And that made me think of that you can, oftentimes, a lot of kids, and also adults, I feel this sometimes too, you're afraid to say something. And I know we've talked about this, that so many instances, a lot of people are thinking the same thing, but they're just afraid to say something. And if you can find it inside yourself to be the one to say something, then a lot of other kids in their heads can be like, oh, God, thank God he even said something. Yeah, and also it helps that it'll make you feel better just, like, getting something out, asking a question, not thinking, like, oh, is this a dumb question? No, it's not a dumb question. Ask it.
Yeah,
and embrace that. All right. Start school in a few weeks.
Few weeks. Can't wait.
Fifth grade. And we started this. You were in kindergarten.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Sometimes I hear my voice from kindergarten and first grade.
It's
and
so
it's
great.
it's so funny.
It's so great. Yeah, it's so great. It's one of my favorite things to do when I'm on an airplane is going back and watching old videos or listening to old episodes of this when you were little. Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. All right, I love you.
Love you.